This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I could not stop. I was giggling, not laughing, not smiling, giggling when I saw the chick from Milwaukee debut on 90 Day Fiancé on Sunday. I about lost it.
Tell me more.
This chick. Okay, so she's a stripper.
All right.
Okay.
She's a stripper. Where does she strip at?
Oh, they showed it at the airport lounge.
Oh, classy.
Oh, hell yeah. Like at the bottom of the I was dying when they showed her stripping at the airport lounge because I've been there. I was cracking up. So I'm like, oh my God, for real? So they show her stripping.
Yeah. All right.
They show her kids, which I thought was way jacked up that she was going, just the whole.
What's more jacked up is she consented to that too. She said, you can show my kids.
That's what I'm saying. Go ahead and put me on TV as a stripper and then put my kids on there. And then, but it gets worse.
The kids weren't at the strip club, right?
No.
Okay.
But it gets worse. They know she's a stripper. Do you know why they know she's a stripper?
Oh God, why?
She has a pole in the house?
Because she went on a rant on 90 Day Fiancé about her. She has a long line. Her family is a long line of strippers.
Oh, it's
her
in the family
mom,
heritage.
Oh, my God.
Her grandma. Yeah. She said all this on the show. And I'm sitting there watching her. And it's her and her mom in Milwaukee getting their nails done. And I'm sitting there watching. And this chick's talking about being a stripper. She's like, I come from a long line of strippers. We have no shame.
Yeah.
My mom was a stripper. And they're showing her mom who's like old now. I'm like, oh, my God, this is so weird.
Did they show any pictures of mom back in the day or just all
I don't remember. I was too flustered by the fact that she was proud to admit she comes from a long line of exotic dancers, which is hysterical.
Hey, maybe she did that 23andMe thing and she found out that her great ancestors.
Here's where it gets worse. She met some guy in Algeria.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Now, the guy is hot. He looks like a young Colin Farrell almost. Ooh. Or like a dark hair, you know, like goatee. He's hot.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. He's Muslim. She's not. And she doesn't want to ever convert. And by the way, he has a problem with her stripping, obviously.
Yeah.
It says that he has a problem with it. And then two, he speaks, what did I write down here? Oh, yeah. He speaks Arabic. And she speaks English. And they don't know each other's language at all.
He doesn't speak a lick of English?
Not a lick. And her neither. So literally, she's going to fly to Algeria to meet a guy that neither of them speak each other's language. Now, this is not the first couple on 90 Day Fiancé we've seen this. Which is even... couple just got married who cannot speak to each other.
What?
They got married and they've been dating for like 2 years and they still didn't learn each other's language.
It's like in Love Actually.
Absurd, right?
How in the hell?
Well, I'm sitting there watching this chick from Milwaukee going, you're not even like learn the guy's language before you go, you're gonna go to Algeria to meet, she bought the plane ticket.
But that's why it's called 90 Day Fiancé.
And I'm watching this chick and I'm like, oh my God, but the long line of strippers I about lost and I was giggling. And then.
The language barrier isn't a problem. She can just get a copy of Rosetta Stone and listen to it on the plane.
Okay, so the language barrier, besides that, is she's going to go marry this guy, but they don't want to have this. They don't have the same religion, and that's like a deal breaker for them, but yet she's still booking a trip to Algeria. It makes no sense.
Right.
So I looked online. Because they didn't show her going to Algeria.
Oh.
It sounded like, and I'm not ruining anything, because they brought this chick in the middle of the season from Milwaukee, this Marta chick on her dating fiance. Out of nowhere. What I read online was, it sounds like she got catfished or she could not go when it all came down because she got into something with her baby daddy and something happened. She couldn't go according to what I read online. Now, so she didn't go.
To Algeria to see this
and they said that it was a mess. Again, what I read online, she could call in any time and dispute this, so she's in Milwaukee. But it said that it caused a huge problem on the production of the show.
I bet.
Because she couldn't go because she got into whatever this... They were having a custody dispute and all. I don't know.
I would think they would make that part of the show. The fact that it's going to be a train wreck.
They might, but they just debuted her last week out of nowhere. So it's like, clearly she's coming in for like an episode or two and then she's gone because the guy, I don't think the guy ever comes to light.
I have a question about 90 Day Fiancé because I've never seen
it. Craig Gibbons.
Are there multiple stories that go throughout the season or is each one a standalone, like this will be this girl and her 90 Day Fiancé, the next episode is two different people, and like the start of their story to completion?
You follow the same people. That's why the show's big, because you're following these couples even after they get married, after they have a 90-day K-1 visa. They bring a person to the country with a visa for 90 days. It's a K-1 visa. They have to get married or the person has to leave.
Are you
with me now?
And it goes throughout the season,
and
all
then
the
after
drama.
They get married or don't, it continues to follow them for seasons, which is how people get hooked on the show, because we've been following some of these couples who are crazy for
and this
seasons.
Is on the Ludacris channel, TLC?
It's on TLC and Lifetime. They all air them on all of them, but TLC for the main. Oh my God, the chick from Milwaukee. I do.
Let's go see her at the airport lounge this weekend.
They showed her stripping at the airport.
She's going to be there this weekend. I bet her picture's on the wall.
The show. I was dying.
But her grandma's in the picture, and her mom's up there, and a great great grandma, and a great 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 grandma.
You laugh now. Wait till you see the clip, dude. You're the guy. One of the guys in the building who loves the show. He was laughing so hard we were talking. I was like, I can't believe that was like a thing on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. 90 Day Fiance. Go check it out.
Milwaukee girl.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.